Sure. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Well.
You know, you score early in that game, and then that turned out to be enough. But what did you maybe make of the performance as a whole, especially, you know, in the second half?
Yeah, I think all around, based on a lot of different circumstances, I think it's a good performance, and it's obviously a well-needed 3 points and a well-deserved 3 points. I think you know, there's one thing we say sometimes, it's a blessing to score early and it's a curse to score early, because we've done a great job, we've gotten that goal, and maybe we've been good for the next few minutes, but then we've given up about 15 minutes for no reason. Sometimes that's the mentality we see in all levels of football all around the world. Sometimes after that, I thought we settled back into our game. We've done well. We've created opportunities. Obviously, the red card changes the dynamic of the game going into the second half. And I think we've controlled things. We've created some very good opportunities, especially in the open field. You know, we've got a goal there in the second half that, looking at the replay, you know, I think it's a good one. That happens in football. But I give credit to York. You know, they're a team that fought very hard today. You know, this is their first game in front of their home crowd in over a year and a half, and we knew that was going to be something motivational for them. We had to deal with it. And then, you know, we've got the circumstances of quite a few injuries in our squad and maintaining that, and we see that the energy levels probably in both squads kind of went down at the end, which caused a very transition fluid football, which is exciting for the crowd, not so much for the coaches sometimes.
I want to ask quickly about some of these young guys. I mean, one of these guys you signed officially this morning, able to come in and do a job. Just how impressed are you with how players are able to kind of step up when you guys obviously have so many injuries?
Yeah, so the one thing we've tried to do, and it's been very difficult over the last year and a half with different COVID protocols, is we always have a group of young players training with us at Tim Hortons Field. So it's not something that, you know, we get into a jam at some point and we're trying to figure out where these players are going to come from. So this is a group of players, guys that we saw over in Winnipeg, plus couple that came into the roster today that have been training with us frequently, and they're prepared and they're ready to go. It's part of our long-term strategy on the youth side and making sure we're bringing players through the system. So yeah, I was very happy for them to get in there today, do a job. Seba Costello, who came in, I think had a couple of excellent balls and moving forward, and Santi is a very solid player, especially in the defensive end and what he's able to do. And it's, I think it's important the guys are prepared that way, and in a situation that we're in right now with I believe it's 9 players out of the lineup, we're able to bring these guys in and they're able to play a role, and that's an important thing for the team but also for the players themselves, and allows them to gain some confidence going forward.
Thanks, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. I'm just wondering if you could maybe take us through your last few weeks, the last couple months, I guess. Your team, as well as York, had the least amount of time to actually get prepared for this season. You guys meet, and obviously between fitness issues with injuries on both sides, or I guess, how far along are you in the process of this year, and are you happy with the progress that you're making despite these particular set of circumstances?
Yeah, the one thing I say coming out of Winnipeg and the kickoff, that was a very difficult situation for us, Forge, and an even more difficult situation for York. I'll always say that first and foremost, because they're the team that had the least amount of time on the field. It's tough. It's tough in most sports to go into it without a good level of training. This is one of the most difficult sports to do it, because the physical load on the body from the aerobic and anaerobic levels, and we can get into the whole science of it, is massive. So it's no coincidence that some of our teams, especially on the east side, had multiple injuries with different things, and how the results kind of went out in Winnipeg. You know, if you ask me today, if Forge had 3 more points on the board, we'd be very happy on where we are. But we're also happy today with where we are with all the circumstances that we have. You know, we've got key players out of the lineup now for the last 5-6 games, and I can't remember how many games we've played in the last 2-4 weeks. Guys like Kruz and Dejan Jakovic, Schwanier, Nanko, a player that we're very high on, Kosi Noah-Fornzo, we have not seen for 1 minute on the field as of yet. So these are all guys that we think are going to play a big part in our team. So, you know, we'd like to be a little bit further ahead in the points category, but when you look at everything, I think we're happy where we are now. But most importantly, again, Wednesday is the next most important match on the calendar.
Thank you.
Any further questions? James.
Bobby, I think the last couple of matches, the front three of mobile cooling, nutrition board, and Alex Saban, have really sort of started to come together. How I'm not sure we're just scratching the surface of like what's the sort of work it up about.
Yeah, I think the one, if we go back to the last question, a little bit the lack of ability to train and train multiple times, you know, what you're usually missing is that sharpness. So we even see it tonight, maybe the final ball on a couple of times, Paulo Sabac's done a great job coming into that pocket and maybe playing the ball too quickly where he can take two touches. Mobile Bully, and I remember in one situation in the first half, you know, hits Cisse on his back legs as the ball's going in to Johnny. So we've had a lot of good moments in the first half especially, where I think if there's a little bit more sharpness, we're going to see this this trio do a lot more damage. At the same time, we're asking him to do a lot by playing a lot of games in succession. And yeah, of course, we had a week off from Winnipeg, but you needed sometimes a week to recover from what you've been through. So, you know, they're excellent also today, I think. But, you know, with the training and the games comes a little bit more of that sharpness, comes a little bit more of them knowing where to move and find themselves on the pitch. Just remember, a player like Borges is probably, you know, close to being fully fit, and he's out there and he's playing 70 or 80 minutes today. You know, it's not exactly where we want to be pushing him, but that's where we are. So I think, you know, all in all, they've done a good job, but I don't think we've seen their best.
I know there were a couple fans in Winnipeg and probably looking forward to the home opener, maybe a little bit more. But what was it like to have some fans cheering you on and cheering against you?
Yeah, I think for everybody that was in attendance. I don't know where the camera is on the broadcast, if they can see the fans or not, but I think it's what we all want to see. You know, I don't care if we're playing here in El Salvador with 40,000 fans. I love spectators. I love fans there, whether they're with us or without us. I think that's the heartbeat of football. I think that's the energy of this sport, and it brings, you know, more to the game. So I think, you know, that's one thing the players were looking forward to. This wasn't a home game for us, but it was just being out here and having that sound come from the outside. I guess we're even looking more forward to Wednesday night at Tim Hortons Field.
Darnell. Speaking of El Salvador, of course, you're going to play two individual games at FAS. What are your thoughts about both the team selection with that trip and the weather down there, as well as this team and everything you've been dealing with?
Yeah, first thought is here we go again. We're playing multiple games in Central America, so something we did last year and I think we did a good job with, and you know, unfortunately we're not able to play here because I think, you know, Tim Hortons Field was a strong home field for us. It proved that way in the first year of CONCACAF with our games against Antigua and one of the biggest clubs in the CONCACAF region, Olympia. So really looking forward to having that game at home, and you know, we're going to go do it the difficult way. It's something that we know. It's a stadium we played in last year against Limeño, so at least it gives us that certainty of we know where we're going. We know where we're staying hotel-wise. We know what the food is like. We know what the pitch is like, how it plays. So that helps us. And yeah, it's always strange that on the 12th you're playing as the home team in San Salvador. So we hope all of our supporters are watching and we'll field them from there. And again, it's a different situation. We want to be going down to these games, playing with spectators, even as an away match. And here we are playing in empty stadiums again. Well, we've got two games until CONCACAF League comes on our radar, and it's always been my mentality for the last 2 years that I'm just going to focus on Wednesday. Once Wednesday's done, I'll focus on Sunday, and then I'll go to CBFAS. You know, we've got staff working in the background on advanced scouting for them. They start their league on August 1st, so we'll have, you know, a couple of friendly matches that we've seen them in, two league matches as we come up this season. But I'll allow all the staff to do that in advance. And then when the time comes, we'll all prepare for CBFAS.
Just one more, maybe Robin, did you have a question?
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap it with, we're going to move to virtual.
Yeah.
And wrap it with the last questions.
Yeah, Nico, over to you.
Awesome, thank you. Just again, if you have any questions, please use the raise hand icon and I'll get to you. First question is over to Brendan. Go ahead, Brendan.
Thanks, Nico. You think Bobby, congratulations on the win and 3 points. Just a simple question for me tonight, which was it just an injury issue, injury crisis that led to a short bench tonight, or?
Yeah, just lack of availability of players and making sure we're not pushing players over the brink with the schedule that's coming forward and all. You know, every match is important, but we always got to look at the future. So we're dealing with quite a few injuries, guys, a few guys that are day-to-day, a few guys that are longer term. So that was a shorter bench today in bringing up some of these development players.
Awesome. Thanks, Bobby. And good luck next time around with your good
team. Thank you.
Thanks, Brendan. Louis still having technical difficulties during the call, so I'm just going to ask a question beforehand. How did it feel just having
excellent. You know, you want to hear the support and the roar of your own fans, and I think you know, at an away game, when you can hear that, and at points they're louder than the home crowd, it brings you up and it gives you that extra motivation as players. And I think, you know, that's going back to it. They're the heartbeat of what goes on, and the players miss it dearly. And I think they enjoyed a small glimpse of that tonight, and I think they'll get a big taste of it on Wednesday evening.
Just sort of going on with that topic, your next game is back at Tim Hortons Field. What will it mean to just play in front of your home fans again, be on that home turf? What will it mean to just you and the whole team in general?
Yeah, most importantly, it's we go back to 2019 and we've won two championships in this league and we haven't seen our fans for a game. You know, it's quite a strange feeling that we haven't been able to play that you know, one game coming back with two trophies. To them, because you know they're a big part of our success. You know, what we do on the field is obviously very important, but the energy they give us off the field. So we're just looking forward to going back there and thanking them for all their support from afar over this last while, and hopefully give them many happy evenings and weekends at Tim Hortons Field.
That's all the questions we have. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby, for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Bobby.
Welcome back to the fields.